Hello, and welcome to the Intuitive Women Podcast. My name is Tina Conroy. I am so grateful you are here. As a professional intuitive medium, Reiki master, and yoga teacher, my intention is to explore intuition so you can gain clarity, confidence, and trust in your inner wisdom. I honor your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Today on the podcast, we welcome in Universal Messages for April. Happy April, everyone, as we enter a new month. It is the second day of the month, and we look ahead for guidance and support. Now, before I move to the cards and our meditation, I want to share with you a theme that I've been sharing with my clients as well as my students in yoga class over the last week or so. The theme is self-compassion and self-care. We've spoken about the two and how they are quite different. So self-care is an action. They are the things that you can do to make yourself feel better, from a daily walk to a nap, talking to a best friend, getting your hair or nails done, things like that, a massage. But self-compassion is something different. And I think sometimes you can have really good self-care tools in place and not such great self-compassion. Self-compassion is being compassionate for yourselves. It's more on a mental level. Are you compassionate for yourself when you are mindfully or unmindfully talking to yourself? Mental chatter, putting yourself down, thinking you could have done something better, or reviewing your day and beating yourself up. Self-compassion is looking at the things that you would be compassionate for other people. You're probably very compassionate for other people, the things they do, and you give them a lot of grace. But do you give yourself grace? So look at these concepts for yourself, self-care and self-compassion. Do you have both? Are you working to have them both be very, very important in your life? So if you need more self-care, add more self-care, write down some self-care things that would be helpful to you. They can look different for different people. And then self-compassion. Where are you lacking in self-compassion and where can you turn that up? As we come to this month, let's center and bring forth our energies for this new month ahead. I invite you to find a comfortable position. If you're seated, relax your back, your arms, your legs. Soften your shoulders. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice deep breath out. Welcome yourself back home to that place within you, to that sweet, sacred space of peace and quiet and calm. Calling forth our spirit guides, archangels and angels, guardians and masters. And today we call forth power and spirit of the goddess energy that lives within you. Bring forth any special intention to your mind and heart now. And so it is, and so be it. Bring your awareness to your heart space and allow this awareness to radiantly light your heart. Shine. Open and expand to all the areas in your life. Bring forth the goodness you already have and the gratitude. And call forth even more. Honor your innate wisdom. And know, wherever you are meant to be. Come to the breath and notice your breath in and notice your breath out. And then gently and slowly bring yourself back to the room and open your eyes. We gently turn our attention to the cards that come forth for the month of April. The first card that comes forth, and I'm using the Goddess Power cards from Colette Baron-Reed, for the beginning of the month of April, is Spider Woman, co-creation. Now, in the beginning of the month of April, it's very important to not only have co-creation with others, creativity, bringing new ideas, new possibilities, new ventures. Very important to have co-creation with spirit. Know that you're not alone. Lean in, let go, let God. Really feel that you are divinely instructed, divinely supported. The second card that comes forth for the middle of the month is Nike, the goddess Nike, ambition. The middle of the month calls for you to really feel the ambitious qualities that are within you. Perhaps it's courage, resiliency, strength, goals. Really a good time for mid-April to set some good goals. Some good, tangible goals. And then the last card that comes in for the month of April is Parvati. And this goddess comes in with devotion. So as we close out the month of April, it's about being devoted. Devoted to your inner growth, your personal growth, devoted to what is important to you, and to stay connected to that inner sacred devotion. Now, devotion can also be outside of you. So maybe it's time to pick up a new devotional prayer or possibly meditation or other things that keep you devoted. Maybe go back to temple or church in a religious structure or meditation, like I said, or other devotional sacred spaces. So there you have it, the three cards for April. First card, Spider Woman, co-creation. Second card, Nike, ambition. And the third card, Parvati, devotion. Really harness this goddess energy for the month of April. As always, thank you so much for listening, sending you so much peace and many blessings. Namaste.